a poster of the loyalist killer Billy Wright in Dungannon glorifying murders, but the police say they will not take it down and not everyone will find it offensive. Here's what the poster says. Under a picture of Billy Wright, it says, "I would look back and say Kappa was probably my best." Now, that's a reference to the murder of four men in a bar, three IRA members and one civilian in 1991. The police, here's what they've said. We've asked them to come on. They won't do so. Here's what they've said in a statement. They say, "There is no doubt that this sign will be perceived by some to be offensive, but not by others. And while we are sensitive to the feelings of victims' families, the police must attempt to achieve a balance between the rights of one community over another and, of course, must act within the law. We are working with the community in an attempt to resolve this matter, and we will continue to do so." So when there is a poster celebrating the murders of people, why does our police service in Northern Ireland say in a statement that that will not be offensive to some people? Question one. Question two. The police say they must attempt to achieve a balance between the rights of one community over another. The balance for a community to put up a poster celebrating the murder of people? That's what we're asking this morning. This is the Irish News, their story. It's the front page of their paper this morning. The loyalist Jamie Bryson is with us today reacting to this. What are your thoughts around this?
Well, first and foremost, let me say that I'm coming at this from a point of view today of talking about commemorations per se. I don't want to be perceived as some kind of supporter of the LVF, because in my mind, let me be very clear, the LVF are nothing more than a gang of thugs and drug dealing criminals. But in relation to the point you made, I think that the PSNI are acting within the current law, and they can't be chastised for doing that. Now, far from me to be a cheerleader for the police, but I think they've got it right in this one, that within the confines of the existing law, they actually do have no powers here.
Do you think it's right for the police to say it's not offensive to some people?
Well, what I would say is, on these issues,
Kappa was probably my best. The murder of four men was probably his best. And the police say, well, that's not offensive to some people. Well, this is a balancing act, say the police.
Well, the issue the police would get into, Stephen, is that if the poster to IRA men and everything related to perhaps even 1916 and other things that unionists and loyalists would find offensive, are the PSNI going to climb up lampposts and start taking them down? Because if they act against one, then they have to act against all. And that's a position that the PSNI are in. So I think within the existing law, and until there's a change in the law that either allows for this per se or stops this per se, then I think that the police have made the right decision.
030 30 80 55 55. Commentator Jude Collins. Morning, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
This isn't so much about whether the police should or shouldn't take it down, because that's a well rehearsed debate in Northern Ireland, isn't it? And we can talk about that if you like. But what we're looking at today is, are the words from the police that they're pointing out that this isn't offensive to some people, and it's a balancing act as to whether you should be able to say that or not. Well, what they say is that the police must attempt to achieve a balance between the rights of one community over another. The right to do what? To put up a poster celebrating the murder of four people?
Well, I completely agree with you there, Stephen. The notion that this in some way is justified or a good idea is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, every statement that any body or group of people make or support should be aimed at reconciliation. We all know that we have inflicted terrible pain and suffering on each other over a period of 30 years. And now we have this poster going up saying, in effect, we are glad, or Billy Wright was glad, that he killed four people. And the police appear to be saying that is fair enough. That leaves me, takes my breath away.
Well, the police aren't saying it's fair enough. Now, they could have said...
Well, they're saying it's not offensive to some people.
Well, they're not...
What do they mean by that there are some people that aren't offended by it? That's true, I guess. There must be people who would even rejoice in such a poster.
Well, therefore...
But if he means that there are people who do take offence at it, then, of course, the remaining number of people, apart from those who rejoice in it, there are huge numbers, I'm sure, who are absolutely sickened by it.
Can I just come back on that, Stephen? Let me point out to Jude that Sinn Féin, who are in the seat of power in government, regularly stand up and glorify the campaign of the IRA, who murdered and maimed thousands of people. The GAA at times hand out trophies and medals depicting dead IRA terrorists. We have a play park named after an IRA terrorist. So the point that I'm making is, well, for Jude to stand up there and his breath to be taken away by this poster to Billy Wright, is his breath taken away by posters to IRA men of 1916 that are stuck up all over the place?
Well, even if your comparisons were parallels, which I don't think they are.
Well, how are they not parallels?
Let me finish. Let me finish. The fact that one person, so to speak, beats their children doesn't justify somebody up the street from saying, oh, that's okay for me to beat mine then.
So are you condemning any poster?
No, we're talking about
IRA men.
I certainly am condemning this poster and the and the fact that people like yourself are prepared to come on and say that it's quite reasonable to leave that poster in place.
Jude, the insanity of your position is this, that you refuse to condemn IRA posters, you will condemn a loyalist poster and then you chastise me for doing the same. The fact is this, if there's an IRA poster to 1916 IRA men, you have no issue with that. You probably have no issue with a modern IRA.
Hold on a minute. I stop you two. Let's not say someone probably has an issue because he can speak for himself. So, Jude, why don't you address that point? Then we know what you think rather than Jamie telling us what you think.
Well, first of all, I think it's a red herring that he's. We were talking here about the poster of Billy Wright and the statement he made about the people that he killed. Now, there are all sorts of instances of other things that happened during the Troubles or attitudes that people have. Now, of course, we can talk about those if you want to. I'm just saying, let's focus on this, deal with this, and then if you want to go on to move and talk about Gaelic clubs or about the IRA or anything else, I'd be quite happy to do that and tell you my truthful views on it.
You're not going to answer the question then?
No, I'm not going to answer the question if it's going to be a diversion. Most definitely not.
The SDLP MLA, Patsy McGlone, with us this morning. Your reaction, Patsy, to what the police have said in this matter?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I take strong exception to what Jude said there earlier, that we have inflicted terrible pain and suffering on one another. The vast, overwhelming majority of people in the entire community reject the violence from whatever source it comes. And this particular, I reported this poster, it had been drawn to my attention, but 2 weeks ago I reported this poster to police as, in fact, ought to be looked at under hate crime legislation. Because it was really a leader of a paramilitary organisation which had inflicted terrible suffering, right throughout East Tyrone and North Armagh area, bragging about an event, an occasion of mass murder in Kappa. And now, my initial reaction was to feel for the families of those who had been murdered. And indeed, I have attended funerals of people who were murdered by Mr. Kingrat's gang. And I feel that the police response to say that they must attempt to achieve a balance between the rights of one community over another, this has nothing to do with rights. That's either right in the proper sense or it's wrong. And the police appear to be coming to this from a balance of wrongs, bowing to the lowest common denominator. I regard this as incitement. I regard it as hate. I regard it as particularly distressing for the families to see a poster like this up in fairly reasonable proximity to where the actual murder event took place.
The people that the poster is referring to are the murder of four men in a bar.
Yes.
Three of them were members of the IRA.
Yes.
One of them was a civilian.
Yes. And it has to be put on record. To me, those people, irrespective of whether they're members of the IRA or not, they were not armed. They were sitting in a pub. There was an elderly man in the bar. It was an attack on a bar.
But presumably the three who were members of the IRA had armed themselves in the past. Whether they were armed that night or not, they were armed in the past, weren't they?
Well, that may well be, but to my mind, it was murder. And it is and has been investigated by the police as murder. Those were people who were in a bar in a quiet rural area, and Billy Wright's gang opened up on them.
What is the balancing act that the police are talking about in this circumstance?
I have.
They've got a balance between the rights of one community over another on this.
If it just elaborate on that, I don't see it as a right of any community to put up posters which brag of an event where people were killed in a mass murder.
But the police do, insofar as they think it is a balancing act, Patsy.
Well, this is being investigated under incitement to hatred and inflammatory a poster that has been put up here. This has been investigated under that. So how can you come to it from the... If you're investigating something for incitement to hatred or a hate crime, how can you seriously and genuinely be expected to be looked upon as credible if you then turn around and say, we have to do a balance of the wrongs here? Just imagine if you're every single crime you're going to say, but we have to look at the people, the criminals here, and the rights that they might have to actually commit crime.
Well, that's not what the police are saying, is it?
Well, my interpretation is that they must attempt to achieve a balance between the rights of one community over another, and of the rights of any community is to...
And, of course, must act within the law, they say.
If the rights of any community, as the police interpret it, is to put up incitement and hateful and, indeed, awful material such as this, if they regard that as a right, well, then we're definitely in serious difficulties in terms of what the law might be and impartial enforcement of the law.
Jared, morning, Jared. 03030 80 55 55. Let me just remind you what we're talking about today. This is a poster that went up. It said the following under a picture of Billy Wright, the loyalist killer. And the words say, I would look back and say Kappa was probably my best. And that's referring to the murder of four men in a bar in 1991. Three IRA members, one civilian. The police are saying that while there's no doubt that this will be offensive to some people, it's not offensive to others, and they have a balancing act between the rights of one community over another. Jared Nerdglass, go on, Jared.
Stephen, I think the police have called this wrong here, you know what I mean? Like, obviously there's nobody thinking of the loved ones of the deceased who was murdered by, as Jamie here rightly says, by thugs, because that's all they were, thugs and drug dealers was the LVF. Do you know what I mean? And the murdered many of innocent Catholics. And for Jamie to come on here and call them loyalists, they weren't loyalists at all, they were thugs. And then yesterday on your show, you had Nelson McCausland, I think it was on saying about the Bobby Sands film, or the documentary. You know, it shouldn't be screened, and he was a terrorist. There was a difference between the LVF and the IRA and the hunger strikers. They believed in what they were fighting for. And what they died for. LVF were just murdering thugs who went out to kill anybody who was a Catholic. It didn't care whether they were in the IRA or any other organisation. If you were a Catholic, you were dead. Look at the three children who was burnt to death in their own home by the LVF.
Jimmy Bryson?
Well, firstly, can I just point out that when Kappa was carried out, it was carried out by the UVF, it wasn't carried out by the LVF. And the context that I said in at the start was in relation to the LVF, and when I said that I didn't want anybody to misinterpret what I was saying and the points I was making today as support for the LVF, because I have absolutely no time whatsoever for the LVF. But again, Jared has come on there, and again, it's an example, and this is why we have to have the context to these arguments and debates, is that he is saying that it's okay for the Bobby Sands film, it's okay to celebrate Bobby Sands, it's okay to celebrate the hunger strikers, but it's not okay for loyalists to celebrate people who in their mind fought for them. So this is the point that I make, in that the law at the moment allows for such as posters are up, whether it be to Billy Wright, whether it be to an IRA man. And so until the law changes, we're always going to have this equivocation, because there's many hearts, many minds, and many people will take different views on these things.
Well, I just think that anybody who would see a poster with this kind of statement as being, whether it's legal or not, whether they would see it as something acceptable, I find it frankly depressing.
But it's not. But to be fair to the police, it's not for them to determine what's acceptable. It's for them to determine what's legal or not, isn't it?
Stephen, can I say one more thing here?
Can I just finish?
Hold on, let Jude finish his point.
I think that the police, I sympathise with the police to some extent, because their modus operandi has been to approach these things softly, and they might say, if we take this down, just as they might take down some flags, that could create more problems than it is at present. So I have some sympathy for them. But what I don't have sympathy for is anybody who would say that this is a good idea.
Can I just remind people that it's just because it's a story that I'm working on at the moment, a film that I'm making. But it just strikes me that the same police force walked up to Pastor McConnell's door and charged him.
Yes.
Because of words that he had said in a recording about Muslims. Now, he was subsequently found innocent. He was acquitted in court. But the police service of Northern Ireland, Patsy McGlone, my point is, walked up to Pastor McConnell because of words he had said, now on the advice of the PPS,
yes.
And he was charged for that. And no one would be charged for putting this type of poster up?
Well, I think we have to reflect back on what it says in this poster is, I would look, and this is a quote from Billy Wright, I would look back and say Kappa was probably our best. Now, I have reported that to police and asked them to look at it under the incitement to hatred and hate laws. But if the police come back then and say to achieve a balance between the rights of one community or another, if police are then interpreting the right as to spew out hatred as is on this poster as a right, then I think we're just in a crazy society. Pastor McConnell, yes, he was investigated because of what he was interpreted as having said, and probably rightly so, and it went to court. So, therefore, why have double standards? Why are the police having double standards whenever this is actually something where people lost their lives, were murdered?
Exactly, exactly. Stephen, can I say one more thing there to Jamie?
Quickly.
Jamie, here's another thing here too. You're talking about Bobby Sands, and he was a hero. He was a hero to many people, a Protestant and Catholic. Because I'll tell you why. You see, only for Bobby Sands and the rest of the main hunger stickers, Northern paramilitaries wouldn't be wearing their ordinary clothes today, or getting their visits, or getting their parcels in, only for the likes of the hunger stickers and the five demands. So you need to get that into your head too, Jamie, before you start running down people. Sorry, Jamie, don't interrupt me. For people who sacrificed their lives, so what you... Jamie, what you should be doing, Jamie, if you're in the public domain and you're coming out to speak, whether it's on behalf of loyalist people or not, you should be calling on these people who put this poster up to take it down, because it is hatred.
Okay.
There's people out there with feelings.
Can I come back?
Let's let him respond to that.
Well, let me just respond to that. First and foremost, let me say that the insanity of your position in that you're telling me how I should think about Bobby Sands. Is absolutely bizarre. You're absolutely entitled to your views and the few Bobby Sands as you want. In my mind, he was a terrorist, and so were the other people who starved themselves to death. So don't ask me to change my views on that, no more than I'm trying to force my views down your throat. But on the point, I would also like to what Patsy McGlone was saying, Stephen, is that, look, everybody takes different views and things. We can't have a law that deals with how different people think different ways. For example, if I were to say today that when the SAS... killed IRA man at Lochgall, that was okay. Is that a hate crime? But when a loyalist says an IRA man was murdered, but because it was done by a loyalist, it's not a hate crime. So where do we have, where's the common ground here? When an IRA man should stay at British soldiers, is that okay to say that? But again, if a loyalist talks about killing an IRA man, it's not okay.
Do you think this poster should be taken down, Jimmy?
Well, no, I don't. For the reason that I've made is at the moment the law is not equal across the board. Do I find it offensive? To be quite honest, particularly, no, I don't. But that's again my personal view. But what I'm saying,
unbelievable.
We need a law that is going to be equal across the board.
Okay,
I find IRA posters offensive. Are they going to be taken down?
You don't find this offensive? You don't find four people who were shot dead in a bar, unarmed, matter of fact, they were unarmed, and you don't find it offensive? Jimmy, catch yourself on, will you?
Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Out there hurt.
Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm just listening to the absolute...
You want to speak to Patsy McGlone? Go ahead.
Patsy McGlone or any other Republicans on there listening to the...
Well, hold on. It's an SDLP MLA.
Sorry. I'm just listening to pathetic nonsense, hypocritical nonsense from him. Do you like Patsy McGlone? Patsy McGlone works alongside convicted combatants, convicted IRA gunmen and bombers, convicted UVF gunmen and bombers.
That's part of the political system we have.
Right? Exactly, 100%, and it should be, Stephen. Well, Stephen, let me finish my point, right? He's working alongside living ex-combatants, living ex-prisoners, right? And they're coming on there and they complain and moan about combatants who are dead. Whether they like it or not, Billy Wright was a loyalist. He was a loyalist ex-combatant, right? And Sinn Féin and Nationalists would call him a victim of the conflict. And whenever they're talking about, well, and that other...
Let me let Patsy reply to you. Hold on, Thomas.
Let me let Patsy reply to you, and then
you can come back. Let me chair this. Patsy, I want to give you a chance to reply to Thomas.
Yes. Well, back to make my original point. There were four people murdered, four unarmed people were murdered in a bar, and this poster is bragging about that. And to just reiterate...
You work with people who are living.
Sorry, just hold on a moment. We're dealing with two separate things. If people who have been former combatants, who are now politically and fully engaged in the political process and have rescinded and said, we no longer support violence, we want to use democratic means, I have no problem with that. In fact, I welcome it. And my own party leader, my former party leader, John Hume, was instrumental in bringing the provost onto ceasefire and bringing them onto the way of peace.
What's your problem with that, Thomas?
They're still convicted ex-combatants. They're still convicted ex-gunmen or ex-IRA gunmen and UVF gunmen, right? And you should be working in government and they should be in government 100%. And the reason this should not be taken down, Bobby Sands, I have a lot of respect for Bobby Sands for what he done whenever he... Because he did starve himself to death for their convictions, all in, but not... for what they've done before it. And whether Republicans like it or not, Bobby Sands was an evil, ruthless IRA gunman and bomber. And that's how Catholics and nationalists would see Billy Wright, as an evil, ruthless UVF gunman. So they shouldn't come down, because if they're going to take that down, go up and paint over the Bobby Sands murals
as
well.
Thomas, think of the humans behind this, first of all, okay? So think of the families. I'll remind you that there was a civilian who wasn't a member of anything killed in 1991 in this incident we're talking about in the bar. Three IRA members, one civilian. Now, whether that is the families of the IRA members or whether that is the families of the civilian, they are still grieving human beings who have lost someone they love, Thomas. So when they are aware of a poster which says that the killing, the murder of their loved ones was a loyalist's best. Do you not think that is grotesquely offensive, Thomas?
Of course it is. It's offensive to everyone. But we live in a society, Stephen, where murals...
So why shouldn't it come down?
We're totally acceptable. It shouldn't come down because none of them should... or all of them should come down.
Absolutely.
There's paintings of evil... The SDLP supported the naming of a children's play park after an evil, ruthless, sectarian mass murderer. And yet he's on complaining about a poster.
You won't respond to that, Patsy.
Well, there's two things about that. First of all, that matter is under consideration both by the party...
You still voted for it, Patsy.
Sorry, the party...
You still voted for it.
Right, I didn't vote for anything in the Assembly whenever this came
up. Your SDL, your party voted for it.
Thomas, please, just a minute. Whenever this came up as a motion in the Assembly, I voted against it, as did the party line. Those matters are being sorted out through the party executive, and there's an Equality Commission decision which is being worked through the system at the moment.
So you're telling me the SDLP voted against the naming of that play park, the Raymond McCreesh Park?
Yes.
What you're telling me?
It came up as a motion in the Assembly, and we very clearly outlined our position through the then-party leader, Alistair MacDonald. That was clearly done at that stage, and these other matters have been worked through. Now, the second point I want to make is, were there to be anything by Provost, IRPS, UDF, whoever, put up, which actually mentioned an event and rubbed the victims who were left off that event's noses in it by actually bragging about that event, it could be anywhere. It could be Kingsmills, it could be Shankill Road, Enniskillen, any of those events. I would find that equally despicable.
Can I suggest this as a question? Thomas, I'll put this to you, Andrew Collins to you, Jamie Bryson to you, Patsy McGlone to you. Same question. We work within the same legislative process as across the water, okay? We're part of the UK the last time I looked. Can you imagine if the beheadings that if there was a poster went up in that community in England, if a group put a poster up saying that was the ISIS best, do you think that poster this is the Rigby murder I'm talking about, obviously.
Yes.
Lee Rigby. Do you think the police would say it was a balancing act? Jude Collins?
At times.
Would they? Would that poster stay up?
Not for one moment would they accept that, which tells you something about the state of things here, where because the PSNA would, I suppose, justify it by not taking it down, by saying the circumstances here are such that you have two competing, conflicted communities. I find it depressing, as I say, because if you're going to make a parallel, and Patsy, I think, mentioned it, a better parallel than Bobby Sands would be the Kingsmill massacre. Now, can you imagine anybody, whether Republican or Nationalist or Loyalist or Unionist, saying the Kingsmill massacre was our best?
And there's not a park named after him, Jude.
People would justify it. That simply wouldn't happen.
There's not a park named after him, Jude.
No, I'm talking...
The guy that was called by his rifle that was done in Kingsmill, they've got a park named after him.
I'm just simply looking at that parallel, which struck me at the time.
What about Thomas in North Belfast, his point? The Raymond McCreish Park, Jude?
Well, there's all sorts of things that we could argue about. Should we have Gaelic clubs named after...
What's the difference, Jude, in a poster going up celebrating the murder of people and a park being named after someone who killed people?
Well, one is, for a start, one is directly saying this was a really good idea. This particular killing, these people being killed, was a really good idea, or we celebrate it. The other is and Raymond McCreish, in my view, is remembered because he was a hunger striker, not because he was an IRA man.
But that's only the Republicans, Jude.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a fans cause to other people. He's not a hero, or all he is there to the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community was an evil, ruthless, sectarian mass murderer. Okay, but the Republicans he's a hero.
Yeah, but nobody is saying when they named the park after him that some killing that he did was the finest hour for him. And I think it's that element of it that is sort of sticking in people's souls, really. To say that the killing of four people, and even they were IRA men, you know, that didn't give anybody the right to shoot them down. Especially
when Republicans come on, Jude, could the Republicans
Raymond McCreish, Jude, was sentenced to 14 years for the attempted murder of British soldiers. Could you not argue that to name a park, Jude, after Raymond McCreish, is actually a more permanent fixture than a poster going up?
Well, it certainly isn't more. Well, it depends on how long they keep the park with that name. You could say that indeed. And I guess if there was accompanying that some reference to people that Raymond McCreish had killed, then I would say definitely that's exactly the same kind of thing as we're talking about with regard to this poster. But as things stand, I don't think there is the same parallel in that it's simply putting the man's name. He was admired for being a hunger striker. They're not saying we admire him for this or that event where he killed members of the security forces or whatever.
Here's what we're going to do.
Stephen.
Very quickly.
The very point, back to Lee Rigby, if something like that happened in England, all hell would break loose. Now, what the police, instead of getting the balance of rights here, they're working almost from a balance of wrongs. And I've been in touch with our policing board member, Nicola Mallon, to raise this at the policing board. It's just entirely wrong. It is so wrong. What the police have come out.
Okay.